But Mark chapter 8, verses 31 through 38, New Living Translation says this. This is, Jesus was predicting his death. Then Jesus began to tell them that the Son of Man would suffer many terrible things and be rejected by the leaders, the leading priests, the teachers of religious law, and he would be killed. And 3 days later, he would rise again. As he talked about this openly with his disciples, Peter took him aside and told him he shouldn't say things like that. Jesus turned and looked at the disciples and then said to Peter very sternly, "Get away from me, Satan. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God." Then the disciples called in the crowds to come over and listen. And Jesus says, "If any of you want to be my followers, you must put aside your selfish ambitions, shoulder your cross, and follow me. If you try to take your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you will give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will find life. And how do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul in the process? If anything is worth more than your soul, a person is ashamed of me and by my message, these adulterous and sinful days, I, the Son of Man, will be ashamed of what that person is also. And when I return in my glory of my Father and his holy angels, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word."